There's a great new book out. It's I'm holding it up right now to the Heartland Flagpoles and Flags webcam. It's called Tell It Like Tupper. It is it's a novel, and it's set in Iowa. And the author of this book, J. Mark Powell, is joining us right now. How are you, sir?
I'm great to be with you. Thanks for having me on, Simon.
Thanks for coming on. So you've written this piece of fiction set in Iowa, and some of it in rural Iowa. It's fascinating. I enjoyed it. I got to tell you, Mark, I enjoyed it. I love this bit. This is on the back, though. It says a car breaks down. We should have mood music. On a snowy road in rural Iowa. There's plenty of them right about now, by the way. A passerby offers a ride. That's called Iowa Nice, Mark. Did you know that?
I've heard the phrase before.
Uh-huh. There you go. And a friendship is formed, and it's with a guy that lives very quietly in Creston, and somebody called Senator Phil Granby. Should we pay any attention to the G and the Y at the end of the name of the senator?
No, that's pure coincidence.
It's pure coincidence. All right. Well, tell us how this whole thing came about.
Well, I'm originally from a TV news background.
Yep.
And one day in 2004, the idea popped in my head, what would happen if an everyday person became friend with the president of the United States?
Mm-hmm.
Well, an everyday person just can't go into the White House and meet the president, so I figured what would probably happen during the campaign season, and that led to eventually the novel that you have there with you. As you described it, a snowy day in January, a guy named Glenn Tupper, who lives in Creston, Iowa, down the southwest corner of the state,
mm-hmm.
is out driving, and a car's broken down by the side of the road, and he gives the guy a ride. What he doesn't realize is the guy is a U.S. senator who's running for president.
Uh-huh.
And Glenn Tupper, everyday guy, owns a little small mechanic shop, has two kids in school, his wife works at a bank. He's just a regular, everyday, middle-class, middle-American Iowan.
Mm-hmm.
The senator doesn't introduce himself as a senator. He says he's an insurance agent, so they can just talk like normal people, and they strike up a friendship. The senator's campaign is in the cellar. It's not going anywhere.
Yep.
And when he stops using the pre-marketed, pre-scripted political junk that they've given him, he starts using Tupper's practical common-sense sayings, his career takes off. And that's how the story gets started.
Hmm. And right on the front cover, you got a little endorsement from our friend Congressman Steve King.
Yeah, it was very nice of him to write some kind words for the story.
Yeah, it was very nice of him indeed. This story moves around. By the way, did this take you a long time to write?
No, it's the quickest thing I ever wrote in my life. I wrote it in about 4 months.
Oh wow! I was looking at the inscription in the front to Roxanne Wilson, who always believed.
Mm-hmm. That's the wife of Congressman Joe Wilson.
Aha. Uh-huh.
In South Carolina.
Ah, okay. All right. I wonder what it meant. I thought maybe it took you forever to write it, and somebody kept on believing in you.
It was a quick time to write, but it took forever to get into print.
Well, yeah.
I got a literary agent when I wrote it at the end of 2006, shopped it around New York. Everybody loved it, but nobody bought it for commercial reasons. Did the same thing again in 2011, and she kept me going all the time. But Simon, if I can just point out one thing,
yep.
This story isn't really about politics.
No.
Glenn Tupper suddenly gets caught up in a 24-hour news cycle when a dark force wants to destroy Granby's candidacy. To destroy Granby, he's got to destroy Tupper. And a dark family secret is exposed in the glare of the 24-hour news cycle. And I tell folks, it's politics is the backdrop. Gone with the Wind is not a Civil War novel. It's about what happens to interesting people with the Civil War as the backdrop. So, the backdrop. So if people are listening to this and are interested, don't let the politics throw you off.
That actually is very true. It really is a great read. Although, I mean, just give me those dates again, because you've predicted something in here, if I'm right. I don't want to give too much away. You've already given a big chunk of it away, but I don't want to give too much of it away. Let's say you had a very tight race in here in your book. And of course, we witnessed one of those last time round here in Iowa.
Absolutely. I'll tell you something else, Simon. When I originally wrote the manuscript in 2006, there's a scene where two people are sending text messages back and forth.
Uh-huh.
And the presidential candidate's press secretary is flirting with a girl, and they're having banter back and forth. And at the time I meant it humorously in 2006, she said, "You better be careful what you write. the candidate is a Republican. He said the Democrats may be reading this. Mm-hmm. And he replied, no, the NSA is. And I wrote that as a joke, and when I went back and reread it, it made the hair stand up on the back of my neck.
Yes,
the NSA actually was reading text messages.
Indeed, and as I say, now you've predicted this virtual, as I say, I don't want to give too much away, virtual dead heat, which of course we experienced last time round here in Iowa.
Exactly.
Are you psychic or what? I mean, what is going on? We have a mutual friend, you and I, and mm-hmm. he didn't mention any psychic powers.
Magic crystal ball, Simon. Magic crystal ball.
Ah, okay, that's what it is. All right. Okay, so you finally got it published, and you sent me a copy, which you've signed very graciously. Thank you very much for that. I really love how Iowan this guy is. I mean, I've been here just around 3 years, and you've really captured Tupper. I've got to say, you've really captured some Iowans that I know and I've met. I can really see him in them, if you see what I mean, or them in him.
Well, thank you. I grew up just down the road. I'm a Missouri.
Missouri or Missouri? Are you a Missouri or a Missouri person?
My family said Missouri, but you hear both interchangeably.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I had a great uncle that we visited quite often in Des Moines. As a matter of fact, as a little boy, the Iowa State Capitol building was the first building I ever saw. And then I went on and I worked on Capitol Hill in the U.S. Congress in 2 years. And mm-hmm. I'm now working in South Carolina for the state attorney general near the state capitol. So I don't know if that inspired me or not, but and then I was
don't you think our state capitol here in Des Moines is probably the best, most beautiful state capitol in the nation?
Totally beautiful,
isn't it?
Totally.
I mean that sincerely, inside and out. It's amazing.
Oh, absolutely. It's a gem.
Yeah,
it's an architectural
really
gem. But you know, when you grow up around those people, I know those people. I've worked in politics and government, and I've worked in TV news. I worked at CNN for 15 years.
I'm sorry.
Please don't hold that against me. My other habits are good.
Okay.
And I've worked in local news and have covered a lot of presidential campaigns, so it all sort of came together in the story. But again, the heart of it, Simon, is what happens. Can you imagine your family's darkest secrets suddenly thrust out in the searing hot glow of the national news media?
Yes.
And this poor guy, Glenn Tupper, didn't even know this family secret existed. He's finding it out on national. Well, national news is covering it.
Yeah, my advice would be go to Hawaii for a couple of months while it all dies out down. That would be probably what I would do. But yeah, no, I mean, and the thing is, it's very realistic. It is what would happen. They would hunt this guy down. They would dig dirt. They would make up stuff if they couldn't find any dirt, frankly, because we've seen that as well. And so when they want to take someone down, there is no limit to the depths of depravity that these people will go to. These political operatives, they will go a long, long way down. So
absolutely.
Yeah, it is a cautionary tale for anyone thinking of getting close to the presidential candidates when they start rolling into town, probably by the time we get to this year's Iowa State Fair. We're in the middle of a conversation with J. Mark Powell. He is the author of Tell It Like Tupper. I'm holding that up once again to the Heartland Flagpoles and Flags webcam. It's a great read. It's set in Iowa. It's politics is, as Mark has said, is not really what it's about. It's just kind of politics is going on while a story is being told. Because, you know, it's Iowa. Pretty much politics is going on while any story is being told here in Iowa. We're going to continue this conversation, at least for a short time longer, right after we check in with Jim Brown and see what's going on the roads. Jim.
Thanks, Sammy.
We're in the middle of a conversation with J. Mark Powell. He has written a novel. It's called Tell It Like Tupper. Big chunk of it set in Iowa during the presidential season, but it isn't about politics. Politics is just the backdrop. Now, Mark, I've learnt from interviewing many authors that there's always something a little bit autobiographical in the story. So are you a character or is there an event? What should we be looking out for?
I call those things author winks. Arthur winks.
Uh-huh.
There's little things that the person who reads it gets it. The Tupper's family dog is named Brownie, for instance. And Brownie was the name of the dog my dad had when he was a boy in the 1940s. So, cool. You know, dad reads it and he goes, oh, he gets it. And, you know, who cares what the dog's name is? So you can have a little fun, you know, with things like that.
Uh-huh.
You mentioned, Simon, the believability and the Iowa realness of
it. Yes.
When in the fall of 2005, I knew I was going to be writing this story, And I didn't want to just pick a place on the map. I wanted to actually visit where Glenn Tupper was going to be living. And I had a sister who was living in Kansas City that time, and I had one free day. And I just hit the road and started driving through Iowa, and I knew when I came to the right town, I'd find it. And when I pulled into Creston, bells and whistles inside went off, and I was drawing street diagrams and taking pictures and noting the lay of the land and landmarks. And I think they probably thought I was a Russian spy or something.
I've got to tell you, that's really funny, because it's something we don't talk about too much, but I'm a published author as well, but it's short stories. And there's a place in Florida called Mount Dora, just like you. Second I got there, I knew that was it. I did exactly the same, started writing notes, taking pictures, making sure I had a map, and I needed something from City Hall, so I really wanted the layout of City Hall. It just absolutely, like, exactly like that. So what was it about Creston, Iowa that shouted out to you?
It was believable. Mm-hmm. It was nice small town, but it wasn't too pretty small town. Mm-hmm. It just looked like a real middle class, middle American small town.
Yeah, I think you've really captured it, by the way.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. I think you
by
have.
By the way, in a shameless plug, there's more information about the book and about me than anyone would ever want to know.
Yes.
At jmarkpowell.com. That's letter JMARKPOWELL.com.
Mm-hmm.
The first scene is posted on there if you want a sample read.
Okay, well, that's very cool as well. And you know, if I want to know anything about you, I just ask our mutual friend who you were college roommates with, right?
Michael Graham, a talk radio show host on the New England Talk Radio Network. And by the way, he and I have known each other for 32 years.
Yes.
And we pay each other a healthy retainer to keep our college boy day secret.
Yes, indeed. Well, Michael's
our dark scandal secret. Yeah.
Michael's been a guest on this show as well because, you know, we like to stay on top of whatever's going on in the country. All right, Mark, this is available everywhere. Books are available, I'm assuming. Bookstores and online or just online?
Online only right now, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. It's in Kindle format for e-readers. It's in hardcover and paperback. You can certainly order it through jmarkpowell.com. It's either copies even on eBay. So it's you don't even have to leave your home. You don't even have to leave your car if you want to order it on your iPhone.
There you go. Preferably while you're
right to your door.
Pulled over on the side of the road. That would be good.
Preferably, yes.
Especially as it's snowing right now. J. Mark Powell, thank you very much for taking the time to join us today. His book, Tell It Like Tupper, is a novel. It's a big chunk of it set in Iowa, a big chunk of it set in Creston, Iowa, and it's a really good read. If you're looking for something that's a really good read, I heartily recommend it. Mark, thank you very much for taking the time. We really do appreciate it.
Simon, it was the highlight of my day. Thank you for inviting me.
Really? I'm sorry you had such a lousy day. that's a shame. Hopefully tomorrow will be better. Mark, thanks very much. I appreciate it. Take care. All right, we are